Welcome to today's deep dive. The next time you walk into, like, a modern high-rise, you are actually walking right into a hidden technological turf war.
Yeah, you really are. It's a massive battle right under our noses.
Right, so today we are unpacking a May 2026 strategic business proposal. It's from an American IoT tech company called Corvalent. They have about 32 years of experience, and they are pitching to Cosentini,
which is this classic 1952 New York engineering firm. They've got around 300 employees and, what, $57.1 million in revenue.
Yeah, exactly, $57.1 million. And Corvalent is basically trying to convince them that the literal walls around us are at risk of being completely monopolized.
And the stakes here are just incredibly high. I mean, the Deloitte and McKinsey research they cite in this deck points out that modern buildings, well, they aren't just concrete and steel anymore. They're evolving into these massive data-driven living systems.
Living systems. So they operate more like a giant computer than a traditional building. But I guess my immediate reaction reading this was, you know, why is that exactly a turf war?
Well, it's because whoever controls the operating system of that massive computer essentially controls its financial future. When a building owner puts in a proprietary system from a giant manufacturer, they aren't just buying physical hardware. Mm-hmm. They end up getting trapped in what the industry calls vendor lock-in.
Okay, so it's like buying a smartphone, but you're forced to use only one brand's incredibly expensive apps forever.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it.
But let me just push back on that premise a bit. You say vendor lock-in is a trap, but I mean, aren't big OEM platforms like GE, Siemens, or Honeywell the industry standard for a reason?
Well, sure. They're reliable.
Right. So if I'm managing a $500 million skyscraper, why would I risk my building's nervous system on some third-party software instead of the company that literally built the massive chiller sitting on my roof?
No, it's a totally fair question. And the answer really just comes down to flexibility over time, mm-hmm. because those proprietary systems are notoriously rigid. Well, if you want to integrate, say, a cutting-edge sensor 5 years from now, and it happens to not be on your specific vendor's product roadmap, you're basically out of luck. You are totally dependent on their closed software and their incredibly rigid pricing models.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this then. If vendor lock-in is the trap, how does an owner actually escape it without having to rip out millions of dollars of existing hardware?
That's exactly where Corvalent's pitch comes in.
Right, with their CoreGrid platform. They call it an agnostic solution.
Mm-hmm.
Does that just mean it basically ignores who manufactured the equipment?
Pretty much, yeah. What's fascinating here is how CoreGrid acts kind of like a universal translator at the UN. Say the HVAC system speaks French, the lighting speaks Japanese, and the security system speaks German.
And none of them understand each other.
Exactly. So CoreGrid just sits right in the middle. It uses open APIs and tech protocols like BACnet and LoRaWAN to pull it all together.
Wait, BACnet and LoRaWAN? Those are basically just standard translation languages, right?
Right.
Like a digital bridge letting a brand new Wi-Fi sensor talk to a 20-year-old basement boiler.
You nailed it. It pulls all that fragmented data from entirely different brands into just one unified dashboard.
Okay, so they can finally coordinate. But what is the tangible day-to-day benefit of having the basement boiler talk to the lobby lights?
It enables a massive leap in efficiency. Take predictive maintenance, for example. Instead of just waiting for a chiller to break down on the hottest day of July, CoreGrid is constantly monitoring the equipment's microvibrations and temperature.
So you catch things early.
Exactly. It catches the anomaly and generates a repair alert literally weeks before a breakdown even happens. Or you can look at the AI-driven HVAC systems. They analyze real-time occupancy and outside weather data to dynamically adjust the climate floor by floor.
Which obviously saves an absolute fortune on energy costs.
Yeah.
But let's look at the actual players involved here. Cosentini is a traditional 74-year-old engineering firm. They design physical plumbing and HVAC. Why would they care about selling an agnostic software platform?
Follow the money. It completely transforms their revenue model. We all know traditional engineering work is finite.
Right. You design the systems, hand over the keys, and the project is just over.
Exactly. But by embedding a platform like CoreGrid into their designs, Cosentini can actually create a recurring revenue platform.
Ah, so they transition from just a project builder into an ongoing operational partner.
That is the exact shift, yeah. They can sell ongoing advisory services, provide automated ESG compliance reporting, which tracks environmental impact for corporate regulators, and continuously optimize the building's energy usage long after it's built.
So they protect their margins and lock in that client relationship indefinitely. That makes a lot of sense. So for you listening, The next time you walk into a conference room and the air conditioning flawlessly adjusts as the space fills up, realize it's not magic.
Right, it's not magic at all.
It's an agnostic IoT system, silently managing a really complex living environment.
But you know, that silent management does leave us with a rather profound question to think about.
Oh, what's that?
Well, to make these systems actually work, they have to build what are called digital twins. These are essentially highly detailed virtual replicas of the physical building that map real-time room occupancy and space utilization so they can save energy.
Wait, which means they constantly have to track every single body moving through that physical space.
Precisely. So if these living systems require such granular, constant mapping of a space, who ultimately owns the deeply personal data of your daily physical movements inside those walls,